Star FM with Chris and Brownie for breakfast.
Things that you found out via the net, found out online, because Brownie, your mate, discovered that he's now going to be a dad.
Yeah, big congratulations going out to him. But the awkward and interesting way he found out was when he logged onto Facebook and saw a post from his ex-girlfriend saying, congratulations, we would love to announce to the world that we are expecting a little bundle of joy this February. We all found out at the exact same time. He found out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's, I mean, then you come
on. It's a bit harsh. Of course, what you would want is to have a bit of a chat to find out that way. You don't want to find out something like that on Facebook.
No. We've opened it up, 13, 12, 16. What have you found out about online? Alicia, what have you found out about?
I found out that my cousin was pregnant. We used to be, like, best mates, and I found out online that, through Facebook that she was pregnant again and about to give birth.
See, is this the thing? The right thing to do is phone everyone, tell them that you're either pregnant or engaged and stuff like that. You shouldn't put it on Facebook first.
I know, I'm family. Like, send out a group text message. How hard is that?
Yeah, put in a little bit of effort, I think, is the key to it.
But then the group text messages cost a bit of money. So I guess, you know, in this day and age, everyone's trying to cut costs.
Come on, don't give me that rubbish.
We are on Facebook constantly, not 24 hours a day, but pretty much every single day everyone would log onto the Facebook page. It seems to be the place to let people know all this information. So is that what we're coming to? Are we letting everyone know everything about our personal lives on Facebook?
But see, it costs, you know, there's a cost there as well. There's energy costs to be on there. You've got to pay for your internet bill.
There you go.
Why not just fork out that 55 cents and send the group message to everyone and be polite? I mean, you know what? It's your kid. I mean, aren't they worth 55 cents to you? Don't answer that, Brownie. Don't answer that. Emmys were last night, Night of Nights, mainly Night of Nights for just TV, isn't it?
It is essentially the US's version of our Logies.
Yeah,
all the
pretty
TV
much,
happening
yeah.
Over there, and there's a few movies thrown into the mix as well.
What isn't noted and taken note of on the night is the worst TV of the year.
Yes.
And I thought we should do that. We should flip it on its head. Let's do the anti-Emmys today. Those TV shows that really need an award for just being so awful.
Horrible.
Horrible.
Terrible viewing.
Is there anything on TV that you've got two,
There's two for me ready to go. Every time these come on, I'll flip the channel straight away. Cannot sit down and watch a bar of it.
What is it, Brownie?
The first one is Operation Repo. It's the show where they go around and repossess things. It's like a reality TV show where they take a camera crew out as they go repossess stuff.
They take stuff back.
It's horrible. Like, it honestly seems scripted and made up. Like, the people who are getting their stuff taken away from them obviously flip out a bit way too much.
Yeah.
It seems a little over the top and just cannot stand it. It's horrible.
What's the second one, Brownie?
The second one is Porn Stars.
Now, I was going to say that
one,
too. Yeah.
It's like the hardcore porn stars. What it is, it's like a pawn shop reality TV show. So cameras inside the pawn shop and showing, you know, people selling their stuff and getting money and stuff like that.
It is like a very low class antiques roadshow. It's just, what can I get for
That's
this?
That's right. It's pretty much like if they set up a camera and cash converters and then filmed a reality TV show inside there. That's what it would be like. Very bad quality TV viewing. For you, what's the worst TV show you think deserves a nomination?
There's some shocking ones out there, and I forget where they're broadcast on, but a lot of the UK shows come out here. And what's the dating one? There's a dating one out there about kill, marry, or avoid.
Cash, snog, avoid?
Something along the lines of that. And it's basically they take some poor woman who has basically outdone herself in the makeup and hair department and looks like a clown.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
They take a picture of her out. They get people to rate her to see whether they'd snog, marry, or avoid her. Ultimately, it always comes back with a void, and so they give them a makeover.
That's right, of course. And then they try and set them out in the world, and it doesn't really actually turn out too bad.
It's catch and release system. They snag them, bring them in, clean them up, and then push them back out into society.
You know what? Spot on. And whether or not they, you know, keep going with this look or they go back to what they were beforehand.
But, Brownie, we're doing the anti-Emmys today, which is, you know, those shows that are so bad, they need to be recognised.
That's it. We need your nominations of what TV shows you think are so bad, they need to have their own category.
Yeah,
the
absolutely.
Worst TV shows on TV.
At 13, 12, 16 is number. Jason joins us. Jason, you've got a show that you want to nominate?
Oh, that Swamp People does my head in.
Yes! Now, what is Swamp People? I've never seen it, actually. So what is it?
I've never watched the whole episode, but they're pretty much just
I don't know, they shoot gators?
That's it, yeah.
Are they rednecks? Is that...
Yeah, I think there's about four teeth between the whole cast. And they go around... I don't know, like, they say that gators are a problem, but gators are so docile compared to crocs, and we don't go around like... It seems like there's 100 of these guys going around shooting gators. I don't know what the gators did wrong.
So wait, hang on. So they shoot gators. What do they do then? Is that the show?
My wife makes me turn it off before they shoot the gator because it's cruel to animals. But I'm not sure what they do. I think they just make necklaces out of their teeth or something. I don't know. There's one guy. I swear he does like he's doing a gator apprenticeship.
No.
Yeah, like he's like the junior, and he gets all the crappy jobs and stuff like that.
So he's doing like a TAFE course, yeah. And he's there studying in his gatorology.
Yeah, that'd be right.
Well, that doesn't sound right to me. A gator, traineeship.
Think about that when you're at school. Your workmates go on to become doctors, nurses, stuff along the lines of that. And then you've got poor old Jimmy who goes on to have a job as a gator hunter.
Mm.
Wow. Mm. That's great to put on the resume, isn't it?
Yeah. How many work experience kids have been lost doing? Go to work with Dad Day, who's also your brother. It's 19 past 7 on Star. We are talking wardrobe malfunctions today.
Yeah, we celebrated our second birthday of the show, Club News said yesterday. Chris, it was a fancy dress costume party. You rocked up as a doctor, myself, a little bit of a cheerleader.
I'm not even sure what your outfit was. It sort of had different elements about it, but it was cheerleader.
It was a cheerleader, yes, supposed to be that. Unfortunately, though, during the day, being one of the very first times I've actually worn a skirt, we were sitting down to have a bit of a photo op. I managed to flash everyone who was sitting in front of us, standing in front of us, trying to take a photo.
Yeah. You
had... It wasn't a nice sight at all.
No.
No.
None of those photos have now been deleted.
That's right, of course, because, they can be a little bit incriminating.
Or it's like The Ring. Maybe the photos just circulate and those people just die.
That's right. You have to pass it on. Otherwise, bad things will happen.
Maybe that's a bit extreme. 13, 12, 16. We're asking you for your wardrobe malfunctions this morning. Erin's got one. Erin, you've been away. You've had a wardrobe malfunction.
Oh, my God, guys. I just actually had one in Lorna Jane on the weekend. I was trying on a crop top because I love their crop tops. And they had this hot pink one, but there was only a size extra small left. And I thought, maybe I can squeeze into it. I could get into it. I just couldn't get out of it. And I was stuck in it. I was everything, my boobs hanging out, trying to wrestle with this crop top to get it off. And the girls are on the outside going, are you okay? Do you need any more sizes? I was toying up with the idea of getting them to help me out of it. But I thought, I'm going to have to dislocate a shoulder or something and just do it myself.
So how long did it take you to get out of it?
I reckon I was wrestling with it for a good 10 minutes.
Now, did you end up stretching it or did you end up buying it in the end?
No, I was just like, no, I didn't do it. I'm going to go now. Bye.
Well, okay, getting stuck in a bra will do that to you.
I guess it's quickly, it's best to quickly, get out of that as soon as possible, get yourself and then bail, just in case. You don't want to be known as the girl who got stuck in a crop top.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's, that's where Erin and I have something in common.
Really?
What's that? We both find it hard taking off bras.
Oh, well done. I think you and a lot of guys have that problem too.
Wow.
But what are you doing?
If we could only flash back to my uni days.
I was going to say, what are you doing wearing a bra?
No, I'm not taking it off me.
I get it now.
Other people.
You put it on a pillow and get practice that
way. Because the trick is you got to do it with one hand.
You do, don't you?
And I'm like, I don't have the brain power at the moment. if that opportunity's there, I don't.
It's all about multitasking. Yeah. I mean, it's so hard for a guy to undo a bra when you're doing something else. And we'll sort of leave it there.
Chris and Brownie, weekdays from 6 on Star.